It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
It's time to put the pressure on. It all comes down to this. There are three of them in Juno, and a shot we just can't miss. There's Ashley Carrick, Maxine Dilbert, and Kawasaki on the fence. They need a call from you and me, yes, they're just a little dense. So please reach out, do it today. It's the one thing that we need. Tell them to pull their head out, and let's get this LNG. We put their numbers on the screen. Do it now, and please be bold. If they don't get this gas line done, they've left Fairbanks out in the cold.
All right.
It's time to put...
That is AI and a little bit of my lyrical writings talking about the three local representatives that can really make a difference in the gas line, which is stalled, and we need to put pressure on them. So later in the show, I'm going to read off the phone numbers of these three local representatives: Scott Kawasaki, Ashley Carrick, Maxine Dilbert. I think I called her Dilbert in the video. It's kind of appropriate. I'll say them right now in case you happen to have a pen in your hand. It's 407-456-3466. That's Scott Kawasaki. Ashley Carrick is 465. Back up. Scott is 465-3466. Ashley is 465-4976. And Maxine is 465-2138. And I'll repeat those later in program, so get your pen in your hand. It really is important, Fairbanks. I know a lot of you listening are older Fairbanks folks that powered through the pipeline, you know, and we got so much stuff done. And now we got these guys, gals, you know, and I'm just talking about the three from town that can really help make a difference on the vote. Of course, I'm recording on Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen between now and Saturday when the show airs. So this could be all for naught, but we really, really need to put pressure on these three. Say, come on, don't come back to Fairbanks without a gas line in your hand, because it's not going to pan out good for your political career. Fairbanks pays attention to this, and we should. So, whoops, bumped the mic here. So, anyway, that's kind of what I'm talking about. I've had a lot of fun in the last few weeks. I'm making some videos and just having fun. I'm doing a little traveling. I had some surgery I'll talk about later. It's amazing. I'm all better. I'm 100%, maybe 110. But I just wanted to share some fun video stuff. I'm just going to click them on my phone because I don't even know what they say. A lot of them have to do with the gas line. They have to do with local politics. I played the Out in the Cold. Oh, my Andy Fauci one. I love that. Fauci is great. Let's play an Andy Fauci song. Huh? You got to love this. CNN. It's called CNN's Man of the Year. All right, here we go.
Ask me about COVID and the rules I used to make to keep the kids indoors all day instead of swimming at the lake. The classrooms were unsafe. I felt so they can take their tests online, but they should still be wearing masks. The kids will be just fine. But the one thing I insisted on and told the entire nation is to race right now, roll up your sleeve and get the vaccination. From 3 years old to 99, because I'm so much wiser, and disregard the fact that I own a million shares of stock in Pfizer. Some people say I'm angry now, been caught and so I'm grouchy, but I'm still seeing it. Tony Fauci, and when they get me to testify with 15 million dead, I raise my hand and took an oath, and this is what I said.
as a council, I respectfully refuse to answer based on my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. And I've been pardoned. Thanks. Good night.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? All right, so I know that most of you that have been following this whole thing are just as frustrated as I am. Here he comes out with all the emails, tells he was lying, and CNN and everybody is still defending this guy. Come on. Even Bill Maher says he's a farce. Come on. And Carville and whoever else. I mean, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about the midterms. I know a lot of people are worried about it because of these crazy socialist Democrats, but I feel pretty good. I really do. And the reason I feel good is because they are so far whacked off to the left. They are so far gone that the center left can't control them. And that's a good thing for our side, right? So we have some whacked out right wingers. I'm not telling you we don't, but we don't have anything close to what they got. And that's why we're going to win this thing. And I think Rubio is going to be the next president. That's my guess. I mean, I like Vance, but I think Rubio is more articulate. And when it comes to the debate stage, I think he's probably going to, I don't know. I'm just very impressed with the guy. I was way back when, even when he was running against Trump, I thought, I didn't know if, I literally thought I'd probably vote for Rubio until Trump turned it up a notch. But anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter what I think. I'm just a ex-boat dealer in Fairbanks, Alaska. But anyway, just having fun, you know, in my retirement, playing some songs, doing some fun stuff. I got some stuff on my phone I can play, but I the problem is some of it I send to my friends, and I got to be careful because I have to edit some of the stuff. So I shouldn't play it before, but I'm going to play this one anyway. Let's see what this one is. I think it's a message from the president. Let's see.
So I've been a bit busy with the war, but I noticed Alaska seemed to be dragging ass on this LNG project. So I called up Bill Willikowski in Juneau. I said, Bill, rumor has it you're slowing up this process to make my buddy Big Mike look bad because Schumer and the DNC are afraid he's going to run against Lisa and wipe the floor with her. He said, Donald, on advice of counsel, I respectfully refuse to answer based on my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. How's that for chicken?
Beep! Okay, see, I think I edited it. How's that for chicken beep? All right, let's see. Now, we got a little Joe Rogan. You know, Joe Rogan, I don't know if you follow this much, but Joe Rogan did a podcast, and he talked about the practical joke we pulled on Greg Fitzsimmons, the comedian who he was a roommate with for many years. I didn't know that at the time. This is when we pretended to get in trouble, get pulled over for being busted with drugs, and I dumped a bunch of, it was actually just cornstarch on his corduroy pants. A guy, who wears corduroy pants anymore? Anyway, I'm going to play this one again. I shouldn't do this before reviewing them, but this is a Joe Rogan video. Let's see what it says. Hang on.
So I have a pretty good following, you know, on my podcast, but I'd be lying if I told you.
Oh, no, that's not it. No, I can't play that. No, I can't play that. Sorry. Whoops. That'd have gone down a rabbit hole. I can't crawl out of here. They'll boot me off KFAR, which a lot of people would probably appreciate. Yeah, let's see. What? Yeah, I don't know if we can play anything else. I don't know if there's anything else we can play. I really don't. Let me see here. Just having fun with this.
In other news, 30-year political hack Brett Huber has shifted gears and has created a new political comedy podcast. After becoming disappointed with most leadership in Alaska, Huber's new podcast will be called On the Air with Brett Huber for woke liberals. He is suggesting new state law, which is controversial and includes, but is not limited to, waterboarding using diesel, castration involving only garden shares, and forcing some individuals to lay face down in the ass.
Okay. See, this is why I shouldn't do this. I really shouldn't. Anyway, there is a new podcast with Brett Huber, who's a 30-year political analyst. He worked for the governor. He's just a great guy. Anyway, he is doing he's doing a podcast called On the Air with Brett Huber. It's going to start pretty soon. I'm going to help him with this as much as I can. He's the guy with all the knowledge, and I'm going to add some humor and comedy to it. I think it's going to be a pretty big hit. It gets released, I think, in September, but I don't really know that for sure. I'll let you know more when I know more, and it should be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have some fun. There's some crazy stuff going on in the world, and I want to talk about it, but I just it bothers me. I mean, when you read these stories, some of them, it's not even like, I picture the people spinning in their grave, like the Jack Coghills and the Wally Hickles and the John Butterviches, and you guys know who these people are. These are people that, really, well, they were real Alaskans, right? I read a story the other day, Linwood, Washington, okay, suburb somewhere out of Seattle there. This lady walks into her woman's locker room where her young daughter, I don't know her daughter's age, it doesn't matter, but she's having a swim meet. And she walks in on this locker room. She goes in to use a restroom, and an adult man is showering in the lady's locker room. And this is where his daughter regularly swims. So mother just happened to show up this day. And so right before her daughter's first race, she went into the locker room to use a restroom. And she noticed this open shower area where there's two stalls, and the curtains were too short for the width of the opening, right? So that was, and she happened to notice there was a man behind the shower curtain. Now, I don't want to get into details, but he was excited to be in there. Okay, can I tell you that? He was excited to be in this shower, physically excited. Okay, so this lady caught sight of this, and she just was like not expecting. Who would expect that? You know, you're there to watch your daughter compete. Anyway, she saw him standing by the sink there, and she walked up and said, "Excuse me, this is a woman's locker room." Now, this person didn't respond. They just ignored her. So, of course, she went to the facility manager, and he came out, he or she or whoever, and confronted the individual. Said, "Excuse me, are you confused? This is a woman's locker room." And the individual looked at him and said, "I'm trans." And then the manager left. So she filed a complaint with the Linwood City about this. And this is what became of it. You know, you'd figure, okay, they're gonna throw this guy in jail or whatever. No, like, you know, we would have done, Reagan would have done. Anyway, she said, I'll read it here. Linwood City spokesman Nathan McDonald confirmed the complaint, saying staff conferred with both parties and that center's facilities comply with a Washington administrative code requiring gender segregated spaces to admit people according to their gender identity and expression. The city has since installed new full-size shower curtains and is exploring other modifications to protect patron privacy. Okay, that's what they're doing. 6 more inches of shower curtain. There you go. Fix the problem. That's it. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Anyway, so that's where we are in America. We're going to have a couple more stories like that after the break. And then I also want to talk about a little bit of business. We'll go from there. But this is where we are, America. This is where we are, Alaska. We have lost our marbles. We literally have lost our marbles. Anyway, listen to these commercial breaks. We will we'll be right back. This is the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo. We will see you in 90 seconds.
The Campo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, KFARradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to KFARradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
You can hear the B2s coming. You gotta know we're near the end. They're gonna drop on Pickaxe Mountain and wipe it out. Mock mood, my friend. As you're stuck inside those tunnels, trying to hide that deadly powder, pretty soon it'll turn your hideaway into a bone and head scarf chowder. And with all that ammo raining down, just about to make a thump, you're gonna wish you never poked the bear. Poke the bear named Donald Trump.
Okay, welcome back to the outdoors. Okay, welcome back to the outdoor show. This is Craig Compo coming to you from somewhere south of Fairbanks, but I'll be back in town by the time this airs, and we're going to have some fun. We are, you know, watching things real close. I had a really good, I got a meme app, so that's really dangerous that somebody sent me an app on how to make memes. The first one I ever made was a picture of me with my hand on my mouth. I look really paranoid, and it said, when a jet boater thinks he hit a log, but he actually ran over a canoe with a guy with a man bun. Anyway, that you may or may not get that. But anyway, the one I really like, it's a picture of Felix Pedro, and I put the caption on it. He said, "I, Felix Pedro, am not a Democrat. Just because I said there's gold in them there hills." You got to love that, right? Yeah, that's fun. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about some more crazy stories that have been in the news. I just can't wrap my head around some of this stuff. I try my best, but there was a story. Oh, my gosh. It's California. Okay. Of course it's California. It's crazy. And they consider it normal there. And I just don't get it. So in California, as many crazy stories have you heard about California, they have a deal going on where if you want to get a contract for any California utility, you want a California utility contract, whether you're, you know, doing some, you know, electrical refit, you know, cell work, whatever, tower work. They have a program now to priority LGBT-owned utility contractors. So you can actually get a preference because you're a, you know, you're gay, you're LGBT, you're lesbian, whatever you are. Who cares? I don't care. Do what you want to do. But California has prioritized the, if you're an owner and happen to be one of these people, you get a priority on contracts. $600 million have been set aside. $660 million, I think, last year they spent. Whoop. Sorry, my mic just fell. Anyway, $660 million to prioritize LGBT ownership of utility contractors. Okay, so that's something I just can't wrap my head around. I've tried. I understand they did, you know, minority and women-owned businesses. I get that, you know. This is a little bit different. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But this group has a test. You have to, not a test, you have to fill out a form to qualify. It's called the NGLCC, which is about as many letters as LGBTQ, plus, minus, backwards, flips, whatever. Anyway, they include but aren't limited to an affidavit-backed letter from three people outside the business attesting to the LGBT status of the applicant. So you get that, you got three people that say, yeah, I know this person is, how they know it, I don't know if I want to testify to that, but anyway, they testify that they know they're one of these people. Or you get a letter from a physician or therapist confirming their transgender status or evidence of discriminatory action over their LGBT status, which could be an HR report, you know, like a police report, court records, whatever. Okay, so that's part of the quiz you have to take to get priority contract designation. Applicants can also be qualified by presenting evidence of completed or attempted parenting and family building efforts made by themselves and a same-sex partner. Okay, I'm sorry, I just threw up in my mouth. I'm back now, though. So this could include adoption records, proof of in vitro fertilization procedure. It's really hard to read this stuff. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I grew up here, you know. I knew John Buttrevich and Wally Hickel, and if you put your ear up to the radio right now, you'll hear them spinning in their graves. This group has what they call a supplier diversity program. This started all in the 1980s to set, contracting goals, which promoted minority-owned and women-owned businesses. But then slowly, like government does, it grew to include LGBT-owned businesses. This is that CPUC, which is some California, don't ask me to say what PUC stands for. I'll probably screw it up. But they certify businesses for the program, and they accept letters from these organizations to certify that this business is LGBT-owned. This agency aimed to send $633 million to LGBT-owned businesses in 2024, which is actually a 5% drop from the year before. So maybe it's getting better. in 2024, 451 businesses in the program were LGBT certified. 451. So do you know how many businesses were discriminated against because they actually are a married family raising Christian family? Does that make any sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? 451 businesses got this exclusion. 451. So it's like 220 some partners. But think of those that missed out on it. You know, they bust their butt and they didn't get a contract because they chose to live life like God intended. Okay, so I'm sorry. I can't. I just can't wrap my head around this. Anyway, I'm going to have to get off the subject before I say something I shouldn't, which I probably already have. But anyway, okay, we're going to move on now. We're going to talk a little business because that's just too disturbing. We have, as most of you know, we used to we had a business for 80 years. I've told the story before. My grandmother won a Chevy coupe in a church raffle in Everett, Washington, in 1938. My grandpa took the money and I sold the car immediately and moved to Alaska because he loved to hunt and fish and was getting tired of trapping rabbits or whatever he was doing in Everett, Washington. Anyway, so we started a business. Our family did, 1945. He opened the doors and we ran it until 2025, where we sold it. But it was a good business. It was a lot of fun. We had some great, and most of you that are listening probably customers. If you're not, I wish you would have been. We really tried to take care of people. We had a lot of fun. It's a fun business. You know, I always told my dad, I remember when my dad was slowly passing away and we had him at home in a hospital bed. And a friend of mine told me, actually Bill Satterberg, he said, "Hey, make sure before you lose your dad, you know, make sure you thank him." And everybody goes, "Oh, tell him you love him and all that." And of course you do that. But when you lose a parent, he goes, "Make sure you thank him." So I thought about that. I said, that's probably a good idea. So I, one day we're watching a 49er game. He's laying on his hospital bed and I'm having a beer and he's having a non-alcoholic beer with a straw in it. And he says, I looked at him. I said, "Hey, Dad, I just want to say thanks, you know." And he looks at me. He goes, "For what?" And I said, "Well, thanks for not getting into the pumping, you know, septic pumping business." I said, "I probably wouldn't have followed you down that road, Dad." And he laughed. We laughed for like 10 minutes. And then it was one of the best hours of my life. You know, he started talking about all the great trips we had and going in with Bill Hager into Tocino Lake and my first moose, my first caribou, and the river trips. And we just had a wonderful time talking about things. But thank you, Bill Satterberg, for telling me to ask my, or to thank my dad, and then not having an answer ready and having to pull one out of my butt on the fly. But anyway, so the business, we sold. We didn't sell the real estate. We still own the 5 acres on the river there and the two buildings and so forth. Beautiful piece of property. Something will happen with that. We're in no rush with that. But we do own what we're doing is, we have a business we started, a little side business called Boat Street Storage. And it's last year we had about 20 or 25 vehicles inside. We kept them in heated storage, you know, 55 degrees. And we had room for maybe 10 more. And then this year, what we're going to do is we're going to expand that a little bit. So we're going to, I know it's August and it sounds early, but if you have a car or a truck or a little minivan or something you want to get indoors over the winter, you know, we set this up last year and then the price of oil went up about 40%. We held the line. I mean, it's what it is. And we're going to hold the line again this year. And you get a discount about, I think it's 15% if you prepay. So it's gonna fill up really fast. Everybody that was in last year is coming back. So I think we've got maybe 15 spots available. So you can go to boatstreetstorage.com if you want to learn more. It tells you about, you know, we got 17 cameras. We keep it heated. It's not something you can come in and work on your vehicle. You move in October, you move out in May, you got 7 months of heated, safe, secure storage. But what we're doing this year, I think we're going to expand it. We're going to have the backyard. We have a fenced, secured yard with cameras where if you want to get something out of your way, if you're tired of plowing around your two four-wheelers on a trailer, if you want to get your boat out of your yard, if you want to just, it's going to be pretty cheap. It'll be the best price in town to secure on the west side of town, not far away in the backyard. You can put some, it won't be heated back there. We do have some heated storage left, but the backyard will be open. So you can go to boatstreetstorage.com. I don't have the outdoor rates and stuff up yet. I do have the indoor stuff. And like I said, that's the priority because that's going to fill real fast. And if you have a motorcycle, four-wheeler, you want to keep inside, We have that room. We really can't do motorhomes because the air conditioners are a little too tall. 10'4" I think is our door height, and if you got an AC unit on a motorhome, it's usually 11 foot. So we have room in the service department also for like minivans and big trucks and stuff like that, but nothing over 10 foot really. So anyway, that's kind of, I wanted to throw the business thing in since we talked politics and humor and everything else in the first half. We're going to do another show out at Ivory Jack's sometime in late August, I think. Another Laugh You Out Loud, or Laugh You Long Time comedy show, myself, a couple other local yahoos. So tune in for that. We don't really advertise it in advance because we had like 185 people show up. We don't charge to get in. So just keep your eye out, and you want to get there early. I tell everybody, get there, go have dinner at 6 because it starts at 7. If you're not there at 6, you're not getting in. So follow that. Anyway, that's kind of the show. That's kind of the show for the day. Thanks for tuning in. This is Craig Campo with the Outdoor Show. We will see you.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.